Now, over the last week, in response to the rallies and different protests that have been happening around the world, comments from numerous sources have been essentially dismissing racism here in Australia. How does that make you feel?
Well, you can understand that it goes over the top of people's heads. And I was just having a conversation about this this morning with another friend. You know, when we talk about these sort of things just flying over our head, it's because we're avoiding looking into another person's life with compassion and empathy as to how they're feeling. I mean, one of the very first commandments, whether you're a Christian or not, is, and it makes sense, it's common sense, is to love your neighbour, to, you know, as you would yourself. Now, you know, white privilege is in existence. It's not that it's for anyone to blame anyone else. It's just the way the country has been built from the beginning, from day dot, you know, and children are brought up not knowing that other people are suffering because their parents are taking so well taken care of that this is not, you know, it doesn't make sense to them until they're faced with that reality themselves. Then they can start to, you know, understand, okay, maybe I understand what this is about.
Absolutely. And that's why rallies like the one that is happening tomorrow are so important to hold, to really build that community message and show support and build that message in our communities.
Yes. See, you know, this is what I love about this country. And as an Indigenous person, you know, you've got all the side things that you have to suffer, you know, with racism and the underprivilegedness and having to grow up without an education and all this sort of stuff, walking to a shop and thinking that you're a thief, all the, you know, predisposed discriminatory suppositions that people will come up with that paint us a certain colour and stereotype you to be this. And we have to live with that every day. Now, people in this country, we are a multicultural country. This is, you know, so many people have fled their own countries to come to a peaceful nation that's a land of opportunity. And they come here and then they go, hang on, I'm facing discrimination when I walk down the street, when I go, you know, there's no equality. Well, you know, there's opportunity, but where's the equality? A lot of people from other countries are actually suffering by the hands of this government because there's, you know, we side look the discrimination, and but we're here together now to say, look, this has to stop, and we're all coming together in solidarity, unity, on a humanitarian basis.
Can you tell us a little bit about the protest, the rally that's going to happen this weekend? Where is it? What time is it? How are we showing up? Let us know.
Yes. Hang on, so stop my alarm from going off. So let's see, rally on Town Hall. It's going to be, yes, so the rally will actually start now at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at Town Hall because the crowds have en masse and we're moving away from the correctional centre, which we originally was going to start at in Lee Street. From there, we're going to take a route down to Belmore Park. And we'll have speakers at both places, both First Nation and also African American speakers and those who are residing in the country. And I just want to say just before we go that you know, linking Australia, the whole world is linking racism to this incident with George Floyd, our brother over there, and we have suffered the same thing here, and we would like to take the opportunity to also make that stand to say this is what's happening to Indigenous people. And like, although it's not as seen as much because, as you know, no one has ever been disincarcerated, no one's ever been charged for the murder of an Indigenous person, we would like to take this opportunity to say this is the same type of racism, systemic racism, that exists here, and that colonial powers that have come have militarized this country from day dot. Even my ancestor, my father's English, right? He came over with boy migrants. So, you know, it's not that I hate white people. I'm white myself. But, you know, the thing is that you don't impose your laws upon other people. And the laws of the society that was already intact for thousands of years, the last place that to colonize and to bring their colonial powers over, they did not respect that and they did not treat them as human beings. They overtook the land. And now we have to learn from Aboriginal people what love and compassion is, because we don't have that in this culture, you know. And the one of the things is the highlights of this event also is the Dungay family and the I Can't Breathe. The Tono Dungay's son, that's what he screamed out 12 times, I can't breathe. And they refused to listen to him, and that is not acceptable. You know, you cannot be in that position of protecting another person when they're in your care and say, you can breathe and I'm just going to knee your neck into this bed and make you give me up a packet of dry biscuit because we think it's bad for you. And there's lots of things behind that that I could go on about, but I want to just highlight that the Dungay family, they need to have this justice, you know, be dealt with for their son, along with all the other deaths in custody.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so there you go.
Absolutely. Well, Faith, best of luck for this weekend. Thank you very much for your time this morning.